503-733-2970. It's 503-733-2970. It is the Rick Emerson radio program. You can also email if you like. It's Rick at rickemerson.com. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to welcome to the Rick Emerson radio program in mere moments Susan Reynolds, CBS Radio Portland marketing guru. After which we will take this phone call, which is apropos of nothing. We will then begin today's Stormwatch. We'll offer some quick thoughts. Then we'll bring on Kristen from accounting. It's all very logical in linear. It's 503-733-2970. Where's my what's happening at CBS sounder? Wait, hold on. This is and all right, ladies and gentlemen. From deep inside the marketing fortress of CBS Radio Portland, Susan Reynolds joining us on the studio. How are you, sister?
I'm well. I start twitching every time I hear this music.
That's okay. If you, by the way, we'd like to, for those who are wondering what sorts of people work inside the broadcasting field, you might like to know that the following phrase just came out of Susan's mouth moments before we, because as we often say, all of the best things here happen right before the microphone is turned on, right after the microphone is turned off. Susan Reynolds has heard, this is like the time I walked by a cubicle the other day, and there was something at, I walked by a cubicle, and I will not specify whose cubicle this is, but I walked by someone's cubicle the other day, and do you ever just catch like a little snatch, like a little part of a conversation, and you don't really know what they're talking about, but I walked by a cubicle the other day, and I hear a, well, if you push it together, it stops bleeding. So, no, it was a push them together. You push them together. That's like when I opened the, that's like when there was an elevator that opened the other day, and I was getting onto an elevator, and there's a man and woman inside. And the elevator door opens, and they're just finishing up the conversation. The conversation is, I'll just say you're my sister. And it's like you know, it's like if only you could have been there earlier. Susan Reynolds, we just heard to say the following phrase. I actually dislike most living things, truth be told.
Okay, out of context completely.
It is out of context, but I'm just saying. All right.
All right, but I'm not denying, I guess.
Okay. Hello, how are you?
I am great.
You look very lovely today.
Well, you know, you kind of got a doublemint twin thing going on today.
Well, there's only one of me.
Well, that's something. Tell me something I don't know, Susan Reynolds. thank you. All right. All right. Are you here? Are you here to make an announcement? A pre-announcement?
Well, you know,
a pre-revelation?
I like to stop by. It's always kind of interesting in here. But yes,
is that code for something?
No. We were talking earlier about a few things. One of which is that awaited film. How many days away are we now?
We are now. Well, now see, I was saying we should back up here a second. This is. Oh, can I? Is my computer back up? There we go. Okay. So I was at the department head meeting this morning where I was a little amplified anyway. And so I walked in and we were talking about snakes on a plane.
Yes.
Because I had sent this email out today. Like, it's the first thing. This is a real window into how I operate and how my mind functions and where my priorities lie in this world. Because I came in as, you know, I've got the Franklin planner. I've got all these outstanding phone calls and messages on my phone and those little while you were out slips and things that I need to fill out and things that need to be processed and filed and sorted and returned and stacked and collated and organized and stapled and spindled. And yet, what do? First thing, sit down at the computer. Snakes on a plane. 2 weeks, 2 days away. You know, engage. What are we doing? And I realize it's not 2 weeks and 2 days. It's actually 2 weeks and 1 day.
Oh, no.
It is 2 weeks from tomorrow. It is 2 weeks from tomorrow. I believe it is 2 weeks from tomorrow. It is the 17th, which is a Thursday, I think. I think it's Thursday at midnight.
Or actually Friday morning, right?
Thursday into Friday.
12:01.
Snakes on a Plane premieres, which they are not screening. They are not showing it to anybody. No critics are seeing it. I had a friend of mine who spoke at Comic-Con in San Diego. She said that they screened very limited footage there. They didn't really show much. So it's my entire universe is now orbiting around this movie with Sam Jackson and a plane full of MF and snakes.
Oh, you know how great it's going to be, though, when that finally gets to the Baghdad? And people are just going to be drunk and throwing stuff at the screen.
You can already tell it's going to be one of those midnight movies, you know? And we have talked about this before, that they have done a very canny thing, and A, not screening the movie, and B, they went back, of course, based upon all the net buzz, and they reshot Snakes on a Plane to include that phrase, which started out as an internet joke, this catchphrase, the, I have had it with these MFing snakes on this MFing plane, which was not in the movie. But so many guys started saying it online, like, we have to go back and refilm it. And so they shot a scene with Sam Jackson, apparently, like, kicking open a door and saying that. And I gotta tell you, man, when I went to see Clerks 2, and they started with, you know, the trailer for Snakes on a Plane comes up, and it just says, you know, like, I forget what it is, but blah, 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 phobia. Fear of snakes. And the whole theater's just like, yes! And just 400 dudes in baseball caps, you know, standing up and cheering. So we have been following the trajectory of this. There were many, many, many people in the department head this morning who did not understand. They didn't get it. They didn't grok it. They didn't grasp the greatness.
This was right after you finished your bottle of Visa.
They didn't understand. They didn't understand. And I'm, yeah, and I'm in there. My eyes are.
This cracked up guy babbling about snakes.
I'm all sweating and my eyes are bugged. I'm like, snakes on an MFing plane. Yeah. Don't you get it?
Well, I had the pleasure of sitting right next to you. And,
and I'm sweating and flailing. Steaming up the room.
Yeah, but, you know, we've been talking about this for a long time, along with all the rest of the, you know, lovely folks on the internet. So we're gearing up for a couple of things because we have to have a, you know, kind of a plan A, plan B, plan C, D, E, F, G. So we've got kind of all those in place, and one of them will be revealed.
You talk pretty quickly your own self.
I'm from Chicago.
There you go. All right, so this is, so we can say that Monday on this radio program, which is what? Monday will be the 7th. So Monday, August 7th, on this very fine radio program, we will be revealing the Snakes on a Plane promotion. Which is fantastic.
Yeah, A through G, whatever.
No, it's going to be going to be the best thing you've ever heard.
Yes.
So that will be coming up. And this is probably going to be in conjunction with, can we say this? I'm saying it now.
Yeah, go for it.
This is going to be in conjunction, most likely, with our good friends Court and Fatboy at KUFO.
Yes. They are all about this, too.
Well, because, look, overweight and underweight guys who don't get laid. We all got to stick together. So that's kind of the... And Sarah.
Yeah.
And Tim. And Susan.
Well, you know, I'm not sure that I will actually see the movie, but
No. You're going to see the movie.
You're watching it.
Some MF and snakes. There's no doubt about that.
I'll just leave my kids in the trunk of the car, and I'll come in for the midnight screening.
It'll fit right in with the rest of our listeners.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what NyQuil is for.
Ah, thank you.
All right. So on Monday, we will be announcing that right here.
Sounds good.
Fantastic. Is there anything else, while I've got the sounder, is there anything else happening at CBS? Anything else of notes? Anything we should be talking about, bringing up?
I'm not hearing the sounder.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Perfectionist. Little Miss Nitpicker.
Ah, there it is. No, I can't think of it.
All right. Well, thanks. There you go. All right. There you go. Fantastic. All right. Well, excellent. So on Monday, we will be announcing that.
Sounds great.
Good times. All right. You sure you don't want a Viso?
Yes, I am positive.
Jam-packed with energy.
Are you sure you don't want some Potenza?
Well, and I am going into a meeting that might be a little on the, you know, boring side.
I'm telling you, man, you take this, you can chew right through glass.
And that is required. So, anyway, well, I'm going to scoot.
All right.
So, thank you for
having me. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, Susan Reynolds, CBS Radio Portland Marketing Guru. All right. Good times. All right. 503-733-2970. All right. Later on this hour, we will be joined by Tim Riley. We'll go back to the City Desk, and we'll try to get the Encore of the Week in Geek. Let us begin this week's installment of the Rick Emerson Storm Watch. I was trying to fill time.
I'm sorry.
Wait, hold on.
I'm so confused. Why are we playing the sounder that we play when we have Storm on for the Storm?
Because it's not, because that's not just for talking to Storm. This whole thing is a Storm Watch. Okay. The whole show is about her.
Okay.
All right.
What is it time for?
Storm Watch. Thank you. This sounder's going to be outdated like 2 months. Got to use it while we can.
Suburbs. The Rick Emerson Show is issuing a severe storm watch in your area.
First and foremost, I am a performer. I take command of the stage. I take control of the show and give everybody a good time.
Storm, did it freak you out to be the first performer tonight?
I like being first. I am unafraid.
All right, it is Wednesday, which means it's time for our rock star recap. Let's also welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, in our effort to pack as many people into the studio as is humanly possible, our good friend Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. Jen Lane, how are you today? Oh, I'm sorry. Hello there.
Hey, do you want me to leave? I mean, if you guys have too many people, you know, I'm sure I could find something else to do. There must be a bar close by.
Okay. No.
Okay. Just checking.
That was awkward. Something wrong?
Well, you said, let's pack more people into the studio.
No, I'm just saying, it's been like a revolving door. We had, you know, we had Tim in here, and then we had, Susan in here, and then you've left, and now you're in here. Yeah, the red carpet's not being cleaned. All right, let's finally welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend Kristen from accounting joining us on the phone. How are you, sister?
Howdy, kids.
All right, so this... So last night was our first night watching Rockstar Supernova, or ours anyway, at Dante's. We'd normally be doing it at Sabala's, but we were at Dante's last night where it was...
I must say, that was the most crowded it's been, because I've been there most every other week, and that last night was just insane.
That was ridiculous, standing room only.
It was really packed. Well, and part of it was, I know that there was that article on the front page of the Living section, the Oregonian, and then, of course, you know, we've been talking about it, and, of course, just the fact that every passing week, it is a, you know, very viral thing that people tell people, and everybody kind of knows about it. And, it's...
and they're starting to cover it on local news as well.
KGW was there last night.
The Oregonian was there last week, so people are now starting to talk about it, finally.
So we'll do the recap of the show here in a moment, and then we'll play the embarrassing sound from me.
We stayed and watched it there because they played the news on the big screen.
It's so well haunted. Because I'm not complaining, but we're there, and the guy from KGW, Carl was his name. The guy from KGW was there, and he's saying, "Hey, Rick, you know, he's a fan of the show. I listen to the show," and I'm like, "Oh, that's great." And he's like, "So, do you want to say a few words about Storm?" And I was really sort of under caffeinated, and I was just didn't really know what I was doing. I was sort of in a fog, and so the next thing I know, the camera's on, microphone is in my face, and he goes, "Sum up the appeal of Storm Large," and it's like, even on my best day, how do you do that in like a glib soundbite? And so I did my thing of just babbling like an idiot, cranked out evangelist, and saying a bunch of stuff that makes no sense.
It was even better watching it on the big screen, Rick.
Yeah, yes, I can imagine. I can only imagine.
That added a whole other dimension.
Oh, yeah. So, in fact, because that dimension being the bald, shiny dimension.
You didn't look too shiny. It was okay.
No, but the best thing is, Sarah had the quick thinking, though, because the guy's there with the camera. And we had our
excellent move there, Sarah. That was
thank
perfect.
You.
We had
thank
our brand
you very
new.
Much. You're lucky I didn't put the big one on you.
You should have, because
looked too tacky.
Well, you could. I don't know that you could really see it, though, because the camera guy's there from KGW. He's like, Rick Emerson, please now to explain the appeal of Storm Large. And as I open my mouth, Sarah steps in front, and she's like, wait, hold on. And she peels off. Because the new stickers that we have are two sections. There's a big section that says AM970 and the small one that's got the website. And so she takes the small one and puts it above my left boob as though it were some sort of a monogram, which was great.
It did kind of look like that. You couldn't tell it was a sticker, really.
Yeah, so, see, and if it was the huge one, it would have looked totally tacky. It's bigger than your pocket.
And I would have looked drunk and just like somebody. I would have looked like some idiot at the Super Bowl with something this spray painted on my forehead.
So could you see the website, Kristen?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right. So this is me. Listen, we'll play this we'll talk about last night's actual installment of Rockstar Supernova. This is Carl sticking the camera in my face and saying, "Rick, please now to explain the appeal of Storm Large." And I'm not sure where we picked this up here. It might be with the anchors themselves.
A singer from Portland is living large on national TV.
Oh, wait,
Storm Large.
All right, hold on.
I have to play that.
Oh,
let's
man.
Play it from the beginning. This is a minute 30. So this is the whole intro. And then I end it after I'm speaking, because, of course, that's the important part. But this is the Living Large. In one newscast, we had Living Large, something about, there was something, they had some other play on, you know, like taking the country by storm.
It was just as clever as the Storm Watch from the Oregonian.
Do you know what story that followed, by the way? This gives you the KGW mindset. They had taking the country by storm. This followed a story about Mel Gibson, which was called what?
Ooh,
melodrama.
Oh.
all right. So this is them last night introducing this whole segment in which I speak.
A singer from Portland is living large on national TV. Storm Large is one of the favorites on season 2 of the show Rockstar.
News Channel 8 chief photographer Carl Peterson dropped in on Storm's growing fan club at her former haunt, Dante's, downtown.
Singing David Bowie's Changes, this is Storm Large.
Well, this is from KGW last night.
This is Storm Large. She's on the show Rockstar Supernova, trying to sing for Supernova. And she's performing here every Wednesday.
These are all people at the bar.
And we're all here to support her.
The next one is some blonde chick who was standing in front of me.
She's beautiful. She's incredibly talented. She's incredibly versatile.
Wait, I think this is me coming up here. Listen to how I'm just making crap up.
How the others must see the figure. Storm Lodge is pure distilled rock and roll. She is rock and roll distilled to its pure essence. She is rock and roll in a rock and roll shaped container. She is both the rock and
You're
roll,
an idiot.
The alpha and the omega, the beginning, the end, and all things in between.
Yeah.
Yes.
Listen to that.
I think that's it. Oh, wait, no, they come back and they do the, oh, we'll have to keep an eye on her. They do that
wow.
thing.
Judges really liked her tonight.
And the judges will be her bandmates eventually if she makes it. And from what I saw tonight, she has a great chance.
Yeah, she's great. Very we all strong. Wish her the best of luck.
Wow. God, it's like a whole team of Rick Romeros. Anyway, so that's me. And that's what I always do.
Worst. And you had, like, some really good lines after that, like, about why you think she's the full package and stuff.
And I said...
I took your rock and roll shaped box comment.
Well, what is that? See, that's one of those things I say that sounds good at the moment, but then you, upon... Here's the thing about me, is that all of my crap folds under inspection. Like, it sounds great. You go, hey, that sounds cool. And then you look at it, and there's no calories in anything I say. When I say, she's rock and roll in a rock and roll shaped container. Like, what the hell does that even mean? Why would you say that on
camera?
She's
rock and roll distilled into its pure rock and roll finest.
At least you understand what that means, sort of. Anyway, all right. Well, let's talk about the actual show. Now, who here, Jen, did you see it last night?
Unfortunately, I saw it just her performance online. I haven't had a chance to watch it.
She was one of...
A lot of them were really boring last night.
Yeah.
I think there was really only three standout moments. There was Storm. There was it Phil? Who was it that sang?
Ryan.
And then there was Zaira, who of course is a standout of her own.
And Delana did really good last night too.
You know,
I don't get the deal with her. That's what I want to talk about later on, actually, because I know Kristen's on board with me.
Yeah, because I've been emailing you little comments about each person's performance before I come on. And you know, I know everybody just seems to love her, but I'm just not understanding.
And it's not that I dislike her.
No, not at all.
I just don't. She's a whole lot of blah to me. She's a whole lot of nothing.
Well, and it occurred to me because, of course, I come to work, and before I start work, I watch, you know, I review the performances again. And it came to me this morning, she's got that really fast vibrato,
right.
But she's got that low voice, so she kind of sounds like Catherine Turner doing a bad transvestite impersonation.
Catherine Turner? Oh, Catherine Turner? Or I was going to say almost a Tina Turner.
Well,
but Catherine Turner is funnier.
Kathleen Turner?
Kathleen Turner, yeah.
Hello, I am strangely German.
Yeah, the low, you know, almost manly. Now that she's getting older, she sounds even more...
She's got the Ann Coulter voice.
Did you guys happen to see her on Law & Order last season?
Kathleen Turner?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Was she hot?
She looked awful.
She's like 100.
Even her hair was really bad. No, she just, I mean, she looked like she'd rolled out of the gutter. I mean, she looked really bad.
Yeah, she's aging poorly, I think.
She's aging in double time.
But anyway, back to...
Can't be man with two brains forever. Kristen, why don't you walk us through the high points and low points of all kind of play sound where applicable here?
Well, I think actually one of the low points was what we started off with, which was Patrice.
All right, let me go to
Ground.
Patrice. But Patrice, Higher Ground, which they introduced as a Red Hot Chili Pepper song, because apparently Stevie Wonder no longer exists anywhere.
Oh, so bad.
Tommy Lee is drumming on this, by the way, which is the only reason it got the applause that it did. I don't really care for this song anyway.
So bad. Yeah, you missed her faux hawk, too.
Oh, yeah, totally. We should talk about that.
Well, the hair was really distracting.
Oh, and it was like...
You know, her lack of talent is distracting.
Meow. No, but you know what? Hair does not make you a rocker.
And then she did that embarrassing fall thing where she kind of rolled on the floor.
I know, and she's like sticking her arms out with those crazy eyes.
Last night was a whole lot of people doing everything they could to be Storm and failing.
Yeah, she was definitely trying to overperform, I thought.
Yep.
She was trying to do a Storm or Delana type performance.
And we'll get to more of that when we talk about Jill later on, because Jill was the most blatant of the, I wish I could be Storm.
Yeah. Don't we all wish we were Storm?
Well, I'm telling you, that Jill, though, she better not get in any scarring accidents because I see Playboy in her future, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
So she better look both ways when crossing streets for the next few months. Avoid any industrial accidents.
She's got that job at Hooters.
Yes, indeed. All right, so there's nothing really to say about Patrice except that, again, as we've noted every week about her, she's not the worst singer ever. She's not a great singer. She's just sort of like a million other people that I've heard sing.
Like I said last week, you could go out any night of the week in any major city and see that same performance.
Yeah, and there is something about her that is very like 1997.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is, but there's something about her that's very, very 10 years ago for some reason. So anyway, all right. What else do we have here?
Yeah, and then, well, do we want to, like, look at all of them, or?
Well, no, just I've hit the high points. Okay. I have the sound for all of them, but let's not I don't need to watch the whole show
How
again.
How did the dwarf do?
Lucas?
Lucas? Awful.
Let's go to Lucas.
Terrible. Yeah.
In his defense, well, I guess it's not in his defense because it's his fault, but he had his back to the crowd. Well, but it's because he blew the lyrics.
Yeah, he blew the lyrics, and I think that might have threw him off.
Absolutely.
I mean, to give him benefit of the doubt, I think that might have thrown him from the start.
He sounded really low in the mix, too. I had trouble hearing him. I've always said that he's a good singer, and he does have a certain a-hole charisma to him, but the very first line he blew, though. He screwed up the very first lyric, and I'm not a singer, but I'm guessing that throws you, and you never probably recover your equilibrium then. This is the wrong song for him to sing, too.
Yeah, it really was not very good.
You better watch out. Anytime you're being outperformed vocally by Courtney Love, there's something really wrong with the way you're doing it. You better
be with it. You're taking more drugs.
Yes, he's taking the wrong drugs.
Exactly.
All right, do we have to break here?
Let's take a break and we can continue.
All right, Kristen, when you hang tight, we'll take a break here. We'll come back with more Rockstar Supernova recap. We're here with Kristen from Accounting, Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. We'll be back after this. We'll talk about Storm, we'll talk about Delana, we'll talk about Ryan, who had a great performance last night. Don't forget, like us at 3, Don and Mike at 7. You stay there, it's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland on AM 970. Solid State Radio, don't go anywhere. You better watch. Say something funny, man. Do it now. Hello, it's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. Thank you for coming along.
You know, somebody came up to me once and they're like, oh, you're Jen Lane from Barfly? I thought you'd look a lot more hip.
Oh. Okay.
Not cool.
You can't do that. No.
Did you punch him?
No. Nope. Knee him in the groin?
No, I managed not to cry. That was about it.
Managed to drink my pain away later that night. Hey, Rick. I just heard your piece on KGW. Whoa, dude, you're a giant tool. Good luck with that. How about this one? Rick, about your I can't even say that. About your KGW Storm interview. You are a douche and hilarious. Thank you. Thank you, sir. There's a cough button.
There is.
Wait, I'll press it. That's really working.
It'd be so wrong.
That viso is dangerous.
It's delicious,
it's delicious. I can't get enough of it.
Since they gave us that fridge, are they going to keep it stocked?
There's like 40 cases of that stuff back there.
Oh,
have you looked?
Really? No, don't point where.
Oh.
Not in here.
Oh, over.
Why did you keep them in the couple studios?
Somewhere. Yes, they're hidden in my pants. Yeah, somewhere. No, they gave us like 10 cases of that stuff.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Don't look.
Why is this such a clandestine topic? Because it's a radio station.
The building is rife with thieves.
Oh.
Thieves. No. All right.
So why you guys don't even have cups here?
I'm sorry?
Or forks. Hello. You're savages.
I would love a visa.
This radio program sounds so bizarre right now. All right, we're here with Kristen from Accounting, Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. We're talking about Rockstar Supernova. We have some people calling about it in a second. And just here's what we're going to do.
Who's in the bottom three? Who's at the end of the show in the bottom?
They do an initial overview last night. I believe it was Zaira, Jill, and
It was Toby.
Really? It wasn't the Santeria guy, sublime guy?
No, Toby, Zaira, and Jill.
All right, because I kind of like that guy, but boy, he looks like he's begging to be kicked off.
Toby?
Josh, Who's the guy who sang, is it Josh who sang the sublime song?
Yeah, he's not bringing the rock.
He looks like, it's not that he's bad, because I do like him, it's just that he seems like he doesn't even care about winning, and not in a cool, laid-back way, it's like he's just killing time, you know?
On the reality portions online, he's, you know, saying, well, you know, I'm a soul guy, and, you know, they're not going to be able to change that, and if they don't like it, I'm not right for the band, you know?
You can tell he has soul, because he was wearing his hat at a slanty angle. Let me play a little bit of this here.
Oh.
The fact that you know he fought to get this song, too, is what makes
you
it
know,
ridiculous.
On the reality episode, he had Stevie Wonder song.
Oh, Higher
and
Ground?
And he was like, I want to do it the Stevie Wonder way. I don't know. Maybe they're going to want to do it the Chili Peppers way.
Yeah, because Tommy
blah, blah.
Lee was drumming on it. So, of course, I'm sure they wanted to do it that way.
Yeah, he totally had that. So they must have switched at some point.
Because he decided, I think, that he didn't want to do it unless they did it the Stevie Wonder way. And he knew that...
With Tommy Lee drumming, you knew they were going to,
Pepper's way.
All right.
And the reality thing is, like, doing this, like, beatboxing thing.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, he...
Right here? It's like the Fat Boys all over again. Beatboxing is not the way to get ahead on this program.
Mr. Fogathon.
Well, let's skip ahead and talk, Kristen. What else? What other other high points from last night?
About Ryan,
let's talk about Ryan.
Who did Losing My Religion last night.
Which was brilliant.
He is, up to this point, he has not been going over well with the judges. And he's just kind of been, they don't like his attitude on stage. He didn't move around much. They talked about him frowning too much, not smiling. Last night, he really found where he needed to be.
And this
he
is,
blew them away.
And this is just him and the piano, right? No other instrumentation. I mean, that takes guts.
Well, and it's what I've been saying all along. All of these people keep saying, well, it wasn't a good song for me. I didn't do well with this song. It doesn't matter what song you have. It's what you do with it.
That's the thing. That's like, when people say, well, so-and-so got saddled with a ballad, like when Zaira did that hideous Everybody Hurts, and I wish you quit picking on her because she's hopeless.
It's so obvious.
Let's listen to this guy for a moment. This is Ryan last night with Losing My Religion, which was genius.
And he's playing the piano himself.
Yeah. Oh, see, I love the song to begin with. And that he's sitting down while doing that, which means your diaphragm is compressed. That's impressive. I mean, everybody and the judges raved about it. In fact,
really? I don't know, talk about like sounding Broadway. That totally sounds totally overdone.
See, Scotty didn't like it either. Scotty is typing, it's horrible, it sucked.
I thought that was
second that.
Let's hear what the judges have to say about this really quickly.
Dude, that was phenomenal. It was truly phenomenal. It was amazing. Great performance. Great musicianship on the piano. It was beautiful, dude. Really.
What did they say, Storm?
Oh, they loved her.
Her best performance yet. We've seen in the show.
Dude, I wrote this song for Supernova on piano.
Oh, great.
That is gorgeous.
Another Tommy Lee ballad
totally
to look forward
to. On the track.
Maybe he'll sing about his kid again.
Hey, have you seen that Tommy Lee .tv?
That performance?
His website?
No.
So gonna get
he
you
has
late,
quite
dude.
The production going on.
Really?
Yeah, for like $90 a year, you could buy a subscription and
I'd buy a
Tommy Lee TV.
I'd buy a webcam at that guy's house.
And they send out this newsletter. And like he has this little blog in which like every other word's hopelessly misspelled.
Of course. Of course.
That's so sad.
Okay, we're here with Kristen from Accounting and Jen Lane. We're from Barfly Magazine. We're recapping last night's Rockstar Supernova. Let's
go from Ryan to Jill.
Let's get Jill, and then we'll take we have some comments here, and then we'll talk about the Delana Storm. Let's see, Jill. Let me load this.
Don't you forget about me.
No, let me load this.
Oh,
this
she
listen to this horrible scream she starts it with.
It's like Howard Dean.
Oh, totally. Hey, 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 hey. I'll take over singing for 1,000. Thank you. Thank you so much.
That never gets old.
Well done. Fred Norris, ladies and gentlemen. She's terrible. I mean, and she looks so much like Pam Anderson that it freaks me out. Her looks do not help her. All right, that's enough. That's enough of that. Yeah, that's, well, they nailed it when they said the great thing about the original is that low register.
Yeah, I completely, that was the first thing that came to my mind when she started screeching from the very beginning of the song. It's like, it's that, because it's a very lyrical, you know, it just needed to start low and kind of build, and she just oversang it and overperformed it.
I guess that's a mean crowd at Dante's too, man. 5 seconds in, they were booing her ass.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. What else do we? Let's quickly. What else do we want to do here?
Do we want to talk about Storm Last?
Let's do Storm Last. Let's talk about the. I'm not going to play Dana's performance except to say that it was pretty good. Dana sang Baba O'Reilly, which is a hard song to tackle, because if you get that wrong, they will kill you.
Yeah.
They will beat you with stones.
But think about it. She's getting the best education possible. She's in a house full of people who have been there, done that, and she is actually...
And you know, she's like, oh, Teenage Wasteland? I know that song.
And she's improving, though. The thing is, she's getting better every week. You can tell she's taking their advice.
Yeah, she's taking it, and she's actually applying it to her performances.
Yeah.
So she might not be right for the band, but she seems to be getting better week by week.
She wasn't going to be a student anymore.
She's
getting a tattoo, though.
She's getting a tattoo, and she chugged a beer. Remember
the tramp
that?
Stamp?
A beer. Actually, I'm going to reverse this. Let's play Storm, and then we'll do Delana last, because I want to talk about her for a minute. So this is Storm.
Storm had the guts to take a stage dive last night.
This was Storm last night.
Showing her softer side this week has got her stomach in knots. Singing David Bowie's Changes, this is Storm Large. I still don't know what I want. Take that test.
So this is one of the reasons she was so good last night, is because especially the earlier part of this where it soft kind of plays to her strengths, which is that cabaret stuff that they kind of do. And you can't see it here, but she's really working the crowd, too. She's, like, touching the hands and so forth.
And this is what she does.
Yeah.
And the balls have been great.
That I note that they chopped the song down on.
Right.
You know?
Apparently, the band told her off camera that this was her best performance yet. All right.
Song.
All right. So there you go. All right. So there you go.
And you know what the best part of that was? While she was singing, when the camera went to Gilby, and he's talking with Dave, and all you could see was he mouthed the word,
awesome. What's that?
Do you have their comments?
I do, actually, let me see if I can find these here. I have the judges' comments, and then Newstead and Tommy Lee were doing, like, the simultaneous air drumming to it, too.
Stage dive last week.
Let me see if I can skip forward here.
Side this week has got her stomach
for the love of God.
Singing David Bowie's Changes, this is Storm Large.
Yes, I know. Scotty's coaching me this. I'm sorry. My computer's, like, freaking out here. Well, all right. Okay, well, this is a good time. Sarah, can you pop me down? This is a good time to, like, let's take a break here. Let's take our final break. We'll come back. We've got Jesse who wants to make an observation here. And we come back. I want to talk for a minute about Delana, because there seems to be such a weird divide about her. There's a whole lot of people who are really, really into Delana, and they think she's really strong, and there's a lot of people who just don't get her, and I know I fall into that category, and Kristen too.
Yeah.
So we come back, we'll talk about Delana and what is the deal with her anyways. 503-733-2970. We're here with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine, Kristen from Accounting. We're talking about Rockstar Supernova. Stay there, back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you.
the saddest part of the broadcasting day. The final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. We're here with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. Talk more about that in a moment. How are you?
Good. But this visa is very reviving.
The hell was that noise? All right. Now, it's not just my computer. Tim told me his computer's freaking out as well. It's chaos. It's anarchy. We're here with Kristen from accounting. We're talking about the Rockstar Supernova last night. Let's get that. Jesse. Jesse, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick. What's happening?
What's up, brother?
Not much. You hit the nail on the haystack a little while ago when you were talking about how everybody was kind of coming out trying to be like Storm on the last episode.
Well, who was it? It was Jill with that Don't You Forget About... No. It was Zaria with her... Zaira with her terrible 8675309 that was arranged to sound just like the Drama-Rama song.
Yeah. And the way they carried themselves on stage, she was flopping all around the stage, and then Toby went out into the crowd, whatever that one girl with the faux hawk, she was jumping and rolling all around. And the best thing about it was Storm came out and just
went totally the opposite way
and let her voice carry everything out. And she, I think she really separated herself from everybody at that point.
Totally.
Because everybody was trying to be like her and she
was already on to the next thing. Yeah.
She proved herself that she can do it anyway and do it better than all of them.
That's what I'm saying. All right. There you go. Thank you, Jesse.
It is
like what Jason Newstead keeps saying is that she's a professional, and that comes out clearer and clearer every episode.
It is true. Let's talk about Zaira and how terrible she was. She's saying
what did she wear?
Like Batwoman costume.
She wore a cape.
I described
a cape. Uh-huh.
A cape and underoos, basically, is what it was.
What?
Underoos
it
and a cape.
A spastic swimmer having a conniption.
Exactly. It was terrible.
I kind of liked her after last night, though, because you know she's not going to win. Now she's just there for entertainment value. She's still doing what she likes. Yeah. I found it amusing that she's wearing, like, gold sparkly underwear and a cape, because she knows that they're not going to pick her.
I mean, but do you think she knows that she sucks?
Yeah, I don't think she knows she sucks, but she is a solo performer. I mean, people, there is a niche for her.
You know what? I'm going to call it right now. She's going to be the first one in Penthouse.
Oh, I could, and you know, who knows? You know, she might actually be the first one with a record deal. That is the William Hung syndrome, you know what I mean?
It's like what Storm said last week. She was like, you know, I wouldn't want her in my band, but I'm dying to go and see what she does.
I suppose.
You know, her own. Oh, by the way, I love that song, Ladylike. Do you have a copy of that I can take with me?
I have a copy I can play, and if you want to see me afterwards in the alley, I might be able to hook you up with that sort of a thing. We might try to sneak that on here. All right, so have we missed anything?
We were going to talk about Delana.
Let's talk about Delana, and then we'll talk about Jen Lane, and then we'll try to rock out this Storm single here before we get out of here for today.
Well, you were right, Rick. You know, I heard more than one person comment that she sounded a little like Tina Turner towards the end there.
I think that if you just close, my friend Todd was saying this, if you just close your eyes and listen to Delana, I think she becomes much less impressive.
Yes.
I think if you close your eyes and listen to her and Storm back to back, it is night and day.
Oh, totally.
Now, she seems like a very nice person.
Yeah, I like her personality a lot.
I just think if you close your eyes and listen to her, she's like, the appeal of her drops like 60%.
Definitely.
So we don't have time. Unfortunately, we'll have to wait. And like this will have to be like a next week conversation.
What did she sing?
She sang Can't Get Enough by Bad Company, which is just a song that I have trouble hearing anyway now because it's just so burnt out in my head. All right, Kristen, thank you. As always, your comments are fantastic, and we look forward to your next recap.
Well, thank you, Rick. I enjoy being a part.
Thank you, sister. And I saw your comment on the message board, by the way, about Storm's nudity. That was fantastic.
Yeah, sometimes I get pushed over the edge on those. I have to stop watching.
You can't go to those message boards, man. They'll kill you. They're bad for your soul.
You're not going to get into a flame war, are you, Kristen? What?
It's like winning
a
Special Olympics.
You're not going to get into a flame war, are you? No.
It's like mugging a retard. There's just, you know, it's not worth the $5 you get, okay?
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you.
No, it's true. As I said, it's like winning the Special Olympics.
You're a bad person.
Win, lose, or draw, you are still retarded. All right. Jen Lane, before we play the Storm thing, so what do you got coming up in your world? You're at
I've got the Cat House tonight, my weekly DJ gig. And tonight it's Rose's birthday, so it's going to be super, super party.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And so do you have like theme sets or do you change up the music every week?
I try and change the music. People tend to request a lot of the same stuff each week, like stuff that like got them on the dance floor the week before.
Yeah, totally.
You know, so there's kind of building to be like kind of a standard set almost, but I'm trying to break out of that.
All right. Well, Scotty, by the way, Scotty, tonight you should create your top five songs, the top five songs that are always requested at weddings that you hate playing. We will get to that tomorrow. It was the right call not to do it tonight. Not to do it today, rather. But if you can construct that tonight, the top five songs you hate playing as a wedding DJ, we will get to that tomorrow. All right. And bus tours, bar fights?
Yeah, our next bus tour is on Saturday, August 26th, and it's all karaoke. Still kind of, the jury's kind of out on that one.
That'll be kind of hard because you have to wait for your song for a while.
Yeah, but if we go to, like, all these different bars, everybody will have a chance to sing.
Mm-hmm. And so that is it on sale now?
Yeah, it is on sale now. But, you know, I think I might just change it to a normal one because I hate karaoke. And the more I think about it, it just sounds like a total nightmare.
I like how now you're thinking about it. Wait a second, then screw them!
And you're going to get a lot of whining people whose song's going to be up, you know, in about 3 minutes.
But I'm going to sing Precious and Few in just a second. Oh, you may not care about this. But I care about it to the extent that I can make fun of it. The Who presale is happening. Because I got this internal email. Here's another thing happening at CBS. There's a presale starting today for tickets to see The Who on October 10th. Click on the link below. Cheapest ticket available, I believe, is $85.
Wow.
So there you go. And I'll skip the obligatory, it's The Who's Left tour. Bada bing. All right.
Shall we? Love The Who, though. I saw them in '88, maybe.
'88? What tour? Would that have been?
That was like their first one in like 20 years or something like that.
That was when they did that. That was when they did that Tommy with Elton John. That was around that same era.
Yeah, it might not have been '88. It was somewhere between, I don't know, 1980 and 1990.
I like Pete Townsend a whole lot more than I like The Who at this point. That's kind of my thing. Well, let's see. Let's do this. Let's play this. This is the new single from it's the upcoming but indefinitely delayed CD Blue, which is on indefinite hold, as they say. But we are very proud to be the exclusive outlet for this right now. I know that it's going out on the web on Friday, but our thanks to Davey and all of the Balls for hooking us up with this.
Yeah, I want to play
the Balls
tonight.
This is fantastic. They previewed the CD last night, actually, Dante's. They played it over the sound.
Cool.
It's fantastic. This is the brand new single from Storm and the Balls from the upcoming CD Blue. This is Ladylike on the Rick Emerson Show.
Access turns the world. like if ladies like to do what the weather like, just like you. Yeah, just like you. Look how manicures. What the work is lady like if ladies like to do what the weather like, just like you. Yeah, just like you. Look how manicures. What the work is lady like. What the work is lady like. What the work, the work, the work, the work, the work, the work, the work is lady like. What the work is lady like.
There you go. From the upcoming but indefinitely delayed CD Blue, that is Storm and the Balls. That's her brand new single, Ladylike. So our
God,
thanks to...
so good.
Isn't that great? So our thanks to Davey and Storm herself and the rest of the Balls.
And I can't wait to hear the profane version.
Yeah.
The profane version, I've got it in my office. I hate to be that guy. I hate to be the guy. Sounds like he's name dropping. But I've got a copy. I've got the whole CD. We can't play it because it's not... because everything's...
I'll play it tonight at Savalas.
Everything. I'm just saying, people have asked me about it, and it's on hold for a lot of reasons, especially the show. But that's the one single that is out right now, so it's fantastic. I'll play you the profane version later. You come see me. I'll give you a let's quickly get Tony. Tony, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello there. How are you, sir?
All right. How's it going?
What's up, brother?
I just wanted to say, when I heard about this latest Who tour, I said that it should be billed as the Two.
Okay. Thank you. I don't have the wah wah. Or I would... Wait, hold on. Wait, I think... Thank you. No, that's probably... No, thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. The Two. Who's Alive tour. All right. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. Mailman Chris, official stenographer of the Rick Emerson Show, joining us now. How are you, sir?
Good.
All right. What have we got today? What did I get to? What was gotten to? What was not?
You got to the Stormwatch, both the Rockstar recap and the single.
Yes.
You talked to Nanette Sosa.
Yes. Who is hot, by the way?
Ed McCarthy, Bob Constantini, you also got to a bonus Geek Watch and the Hick Watch.
Yes.
You unfortunately did not get to the worst song ever.
Oh.
And you did not do the replay of the Week in Geek.
Oh, damn you and your memory. All right.
So
that's
one step forward, two steps back. So that'll put you at 26.
All right. So I'm at 20. I'm at 26 push-ups now, owed to the collective.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, sir. Official stenographer, Mailman Chris. Thank you.
Oh, by the way, real quick.
Yeah.
You didn't mention it yesterday. Go to CD Game Exchange. Yesterday was Tuesday. Buy for Vendetta.
Absolutely. Out. If you're a good American, go buy for V for Vendetta. Yes. Thank you, Chris.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. There you go. Thank you. Jen Lane, barflymag.com, and Sabala's tonight.
Yeah. 10 o'clock at Sabala's in the sideshow.
Be there.
It's free.
Right. And it's free. And there's cupcakes. both literally and figuratively.
And it's Rose's birthday.
Hello. Hello. All right. Thanks to CNN radio correspondents Nanette Sosa, Ed McCarthy, and another guy, Bob Costantini. All right. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We thank you for coming along. Don't let the bastards grind you down. Thank you for listening. See y'all tomorrow. Be safe. Bye.
What do you think you're looking at, sugar?